This is the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Ian and Dan are off today as well. So Tim and Josh are here with me in the studio, and we'd love to talk to you as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. You can call us now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. The reason we played Pink Floyd music there is because we have tickets to El Monstero. Among the prizes we're giving away today, they're going to be at the the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in a couple of weeks. We have tickets for that and some other stuff to do today. So if you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last 30 days, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phones, star KTRS. I do want to mention one quick thing that I didn't mention when Joe was here last hour doing movies, because I mentioned last week on this show that a movie studio was trying to sell $50 movie tickets. Paramount, this is according to Daily Variety, Paramount is trying to sell $50 movie tickets. You don't just get to go to the movie. You get to go to see the movie a couple of days before it's going to open. And you also get popcorn and your own, get to keep them, 3D glasses and a poster from the movie. And then when the movie comes out for download later on, you get an HD digital copy of the movie that you can download. I said, no one's going to pay $50 for that. I was wrong. They did this in five cities, and in four of the five cities, the preview screenings were sold out. The fifth was 80% full at $50 a ticket. So I'm man enough to say I was wrong. They were right. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Peggy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in the world of broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm a mom of two enjoying the summer, and I have wanted to play this challenge for a long time.
Well, I'm glad you finally got in. Say the names of the two.
Adam and Graham.
Okay, Adam and Graham. Let's see if Mom can do well. We're going to turn on the semi-random category computer, because that's where the questions spin around all week long and come tumbling out here in a pile of three, and you get to choose the one you want. Category one is our weekly topical category called Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is Sometime in the Last Century. And category three is Look How Animated They Are. Which one would you like?
Oh, boy. Let's do Sometime in the Last Century.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works, Peggy. We put 60 seconds on the clock. Then I start asking the questions, starting with the one-pointer, and we work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass, well, then you can come back and pick it up later if there's time before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark. That's when we're going to tally up your points. And if you get 8 points or better, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
All right, Paul, we've got, let's see, what do we have? We've got passes to go see El Monstero, which is happening July 13th at Verizon Amphitheater at 7 p.m.
Well, generally acclaimed as the greatest Pink Floyd tribute band in the world.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
All right, we also have Werenberg movie passes to see White House Down, The Lone Ranger, Grown Ups 2, or Despicable Me 2, and $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs. And, by the way, any contestants that play, even if you get punished, we've got passes. A pass to go see Jim Jeffries on Saturday, July 13th at the Pageant.
And we thank Ian for arranging that, because he discovered this guy. I don't mean he discovered him and gave him his career, but nobody on the show had ever heard of Jim Jeffries until Ian became a fan of his, and he showed us some videos of this guy performing online, and the guy is hysterical, and he's going to be in town next week. I know Ian is going, and so he got his passes for everybody on the challenge today, win or lose. You're going to see Jim Jeffries next weekend. And,
wow.
And that, Peggy, is a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Yay!
Now, of course, you know the downside. If you don't get 8 points or more, if you get seven or less, then by federal law, I will have to punish you. You understand that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Make Adam and Graham proud now. The category is Sometime in the Last Century. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Peggy, within 5 years, when was the World Series first broadcast on radio?
Oh, my. 1938.
21. Within 5 years, when did PBS become a television network?
1960.
1970. Within 5 years, when did the Motion Picture Association adapt its film rating section system, which started ranging from G to X? When were the first film ratings?
Pass
on that. Within 5 years, when did Cats, the longest-running show in Broadway history, first open?
1980.
82, so you get the points. Within 5 years, when did Laura Ingalls become the first woman to fly across the United States?
Pass.
Can't pass. Time's up. And by the way, that's the same Laura Ingalls that did Little House on the Prairie. She flew across the U.S. in 1930. And by the way, Cats has since been surpassed as the longest-running show by Phantom of the Opera. And the MPAA's film rating system, G up to X, which no longer exists, the X part anyway, that was 1968. So, Peggy, let's see what you did here. All you got was the Cats question for 4 points, and that means I have to punish you. You know, I hate to have to start off with punishment. Last week, everybody got punished. I hope that doesn't happen this week, but I will have to punish you. And today, we have a classic rock song done by a classic country band. Remember the Oak Ridge Boys, the guys who did Elvira?
Elvira, yeah.
Great voices, great harmonies, not really meant to do a classic rock song like this.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Okay, I think that we're just going to have short samples today, just in case. Save the rest of the song in case other people need it. I'm sorry you didn't win, but hang on, and Tim's going to tell you how you get the Jim Jefferies tickets, Peggy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just glad to be on the air, and I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah, me too. In both cases. All right, the categories are, have you been paying attention, look how animated they are, or a new third category comes spilling out of the computer, and it is pop poultry quiz. Which one would you like?
Look how animated they are.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What story includes a scene in which a princess named Aurora is awakened by a kiss from a prince named Philip?
Enchanted?
Sleeping Beauty. What animated movie's soundtrack produced the number one hit, A Whole New World, in 1993?
I don't know.
Go to the three-pointer, then. What was the name of the princess that Shrek and Donkey rescued from the tower? Voiced, I believe, by Cameron Diaz.
I don't know.
Here's your four-pointer. What's the name of the 1940 Disney movie that features several classical pieces and Mickey Mouse playing the Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Okay, that's Fantasia.
Correct. Which Pixar movie was about a princess named Merida who relies on her bravery and archery skills to undo a curse?
Brave?
That was just out a couple years ago, and the answer is Brave. The Whole New World movie was Aladdin, and Shrek and Donkey rescued Fiona from the tower. Mark, you got the four, you got the five, that's 9 points, and you're a winner.
Yay!
Congratulations, hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet our next contestant. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Long-time listener of KTRS, and I used to listen to your show when you were in Washington, D.C.
Wow! That was a long time ago. Thank you for
it
that.
Was.
I appreciate that. Let's see what we have here. Susan, we have the topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? We have the Pop Poultry Quiz, or our new third category, Actor or Actress in Common.
How about Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Susan, let's play the Harris Challenge. What piece of computer technology was invented by Douglas Engelbright, who died this week at 88?
The mouse.
Correct. Who was ousted this week after just 1 year as president of Egypt?
Oh, I don't know his name. It's not Mubarak? No. I don't know.
All right, we'll go to the three-pointer. How many hot dogs did Joey Chestnut eat when he set a new record yesterday at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest?
69.
Correct. What was found dead this week on Britain's highest mountain, Scaffold Pike? Was it a penguin, a panda, or an octopus?
Oh, an octopus.
Correct. Which iconic American landmark reopened yesterday, 8 years after sustaining damage from Hurricane Sandy?
Statue of Liberty.
Correct. All right, we're back to two-pointer. We need to know the name of the guy ousted this week after just 1 year as president of Egypt.
I don't know.
His name was Mohamed Morsi.
Okay.
Morsi. You don't have to know it anymore. He's out. He's done. Susan, you did very well. 13 points. And by the way, the story about the octopus, it's the highest mountain in Britain. They found an octopus there. Originally, they thought that it was carried there by one of the hikers, because they have a lot of people who climb to the top of that mountain, and they thought somebody brought it up and threw it away. But then they talked to some scientists, and they said, no, it was probably carried there by a bird.
Oh.
It was fresh. It wasn't a fossil.
It was, as far as I know, it was a Red Wings fan who threw it up there. I don't know. Susan, you got 13 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on, and we'll tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number four. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm a father of two, and I've been a fan of KTRS and especially you for a number of years now.
Well, thank you. Say the names of the two.
I'm sorry? Cindy and Dave.
Yeah, always say the kids' names. It's a big, big deal.
I know.
All right, Cindy and Dave would be on the edge of their seat as soon as you choose a category. You can have pop poultry quiz or actor or actress in common.
How about actor and actress in common.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Tom, who starred in both Rushmore and Lost in Translation?
No idea.
Who starred in both Sleeping with the Enemy and The Pelican Brief?
Julia Roberts.
Correct. Who starred in both Major League and Passenger 57?
Tom Hanks.
Wesley Snipes.
Oops.
Who starred in both Magic Mike and Mud?
Boy, I sure picked the wrong one. I don't know.
Five-pointer. Who starred in both Beetlejuice and Reality Bites?
Boy, this is over my head.
This is where we say Tom chose the category of his own free will.
You're darn right I did.
You want to take a guess at any of these, or should we just...
No, All right. It'd be a stab in the dark.
Okay, Beetlejuice and Reality Bites was Winona Ryder. Magic Mike and Mud, Matthew McConaughey. By the way, Mud, recent movie, still playing in some theaters. Very, very good movie. I recommend it. And Bill Murray was in Rushmore and Lost in Translation. So, Tom, all you'd put up on the scoreboard there was a big two for Julia Roberts, and that means you have to be punished. Here once again, singing an old Kansas song, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Carry on. You will always remember. Carry on. Nothing equals the splendor. Now your life's no longer empty. Surely heaven waits for you. Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Okay, we're going to lay our weary ears to rest. Thank you very much, Tom, for playing. Hang on, and we'll tell you how you get at least your consolation prize, okay?
Thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome. And let's meet contestant number five now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
TGIF.
All right. Category is the only one left, pop poultry quiz. You ready?
I guess so.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What does your average hen do every 24 to 26 hours?
Lay an egg.
Correct. What is the only domestic livestock native to the United States?
Chicken.
Turkey. Besides the normal bird characteristics, what do ostriches, emus, and cassowaries have in common?
Stick their heads on the ground.
No, they can't fly. True or false, chickens that lay brown eggs have red earlobes.
False.
True. Which turkeys gobble, the males or the females?
The male.
That is the males. You're correct. Let's see how you did here. You got the 1 and the 5. Oh, that's only 6 points, Dan. And I'm sorry, that means you deserve this as well. Elvira. If they threw that in, it would have made more sense. I'm sorry you didn't win, Dan, but hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get the Jim Jeffries tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for playing. That's all the time we have for today, but we'll do another Harris Challenge. Well, I was going to say next week, but I'll be off next week. So the Harris Challenge will resume 2 weeks from today when it returns to the large morning show in the afternoon right after the 5 o'clock news here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.